Americans, this is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, the Sink and Ocean.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. President Trump is in North Carolina checking on hurricane damage, saying he's thinking of getting rid of FEMA.
I'd like to see the states take care of disasters. Let the state take care of the tornadoes and the hurricanes and all of the other things that happen. And I think you're going to find it a lot less expensive. You'll do it for less than half, and you're going to get a lot quicker response.
Later, the president goes to Southern California's wildfire zone. CBS's Andres Gutierrez has the latest on the firefights.
The conditions out here in Passaic, California, really tell the story. 12 hours ago, you could barely breathe any of the air in. It was so acrid from that smoke that was in the air. Hazy skies, but no longer the case.
The White House says the deportation of what were described as immigrant criminals began yesterday with hundreds put on military flights. CBS New York's Christina Fan reports on a raid at a New Jersey business.
ICE confirmed it did conduct an operation at a work site yesterday, but would not provide any further details. Newark Mayor Ross Baraka blasted the operation as egregious, saying in a statement, agents detained undocumented residents as well as citizens without a warrant. One of the detainees is a U.S. military veteran who suffered the indignity of having the legitimacy of his military documentation questioned.
A federal court says seven Capitol attack defendants who've been released are barred from entering Washington, D.C. and the Capitol building without court approval. That includes Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes. Overseas, there's word Hamas will release four Israeli hostages tomorrow as part of the Gaza ceasefire deal. On the Health Watch, CBS's Wendy Gillette has more on a new report on the effect of taxes on sugary beverages.
City taxes on sugary beverages like soda to decrease consumption and improve health may be having the desired effect among younger people. That's according to a study from Kaiser Permanente published in the journal JAMA Network Open. Researchers compared participants in four California cities that enacted taxes with similar cities without the taxes. They found a modest reduced body mass index among adults ages 20 to 39 in the cities with the taxes.
Public debut today for the two giant pandas from China at the Smithsonian's National Zoo in Washington.
With pandas, we are making a difference to save an endangered species.
Zoo director Brandy Smith says a panda cam is in operation so everyone can get a look anytime. Checking Wall Street's, right now the Dow is down 87 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine's Common Council approved a downtown cop house on Main Street. It's a move to enhance safety and community engagement. The facility is expected to open in March. A $1 million cash bond was set yesterday for Devontae Caraway. He's charged with homicide in a fatal Racine County jail attack on New Year's Eve. The 47-second incident went unnoticed by staff for 22 minutes. Joseph Lee died in the hospital days later. Police and the community in Kenosha continue to search for 18-year-old Kayla Rose Sobzak. She's been missing since December 17th. She was last seen near 60th Street and 12th Avenue. Her image is on the Kenosha Police social media pages. A Racine man has pleaded guilty in a nationwide swatting scheme targeting Ring doorbell camera owners. Kaya Nelson faces up to 15 years in federal prison for making hoax emergency calls and live streaming police responses. And that Buc-ee's planned for just north of the Racine-Milwaukee County line will be the first Buc-ee's in the upper Midwest. The 74,000-square-foot convenience store and gas station is planned to be built southwest of I-94 and Elm Road. It is still pending several public hearings. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks trounced the Heat. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Miami Heat 125-96 at Fiserv Forum. The win, despite some challenges, getting back to Milwaukee from New Orleans, where the Bucks were stuck in a hotel during a record-breaking snowstorm. The start time to last night's game had to be pushed back an hour. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
Showing up for a game 2 hours before the game off an airplane. My guess is that our science team would probably say not the healthiest thing to do. On the plane, we showed the guys their matchups. I told them to be prepared.
NFL, the Buffalo Bills face the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC title game Sunday at 5:30 from Arrowhead. Do the referees give the Chiefs a break when calling penalties?
I don't feel that way. I mean, I just try to play football at the end of the day. The referees are doing their best to call the game as fair and as proper as they possibly can. And all you can do is go out there and play the game that you love as hard as you can and live with the results. And so that's what we preach here in Kansas City.
That's Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds today with highs in the lower 20s. For tonight, a few flurries can't be ruled out. Lows will be in the upper teens. Plenty of sunshine on Saturday and warmer with highs in the mid-30s. It will be a bit breezy, though. Sunny with highs in the upper 20s on Sunday. Right now, it's 12 degrees.
Harvey's rest of the story just seconds away, sponsored by the Racine Disc Center, online at racinedisccenter.com, or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Gulf Avenue.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
The rest of the story. Rudy Chelminski lay in the darkened hotel room, trying to forget the cold. Oh yes, sometimes even in the best hotels, they burn a room service entree, or they blow a furnace. And the hotel in which Rudy was currently booked was among the most exclusive and extraordinary anywhere. It just happened to be located in Sweden, a nation not renowned for its balmy evenings. And so it happened that with the heat most definitely not on, Rudy lay in the high-priced gloom, contemplating yet another blanket or perhaps an additional layer of clothing to expedite his intended voyage to dreamland. It was in the midst of said contemplation that Rudy's mind wandered back to the reason he was here in the first place, to spend a day or two soaking up the significance of this remarkable establishment so that he, a professional writer, could review the experience for his magazine. There was no denying that architecturally the place was a masterpiece. Ordinarily, one does not require comfort of such art. After all, how homey might be the transport tunnel of St. Louis Gateway Arch or the tiny stone rooms of the Great Pyramid, whose accommodations are literally to die for. On the other hand, this particular architectural wonder, the one in which Rudy was staying, was not only now a hotel, but it was designated as a hotel, so might an efficient heating system be too much to ask? Next morning, Rudy, escorted by an English architect from Oxford, toured the facility. There were 60 rooms, several suites, 6,500 square feet of main floor, the writer was told. And yet, despite its comparatively diminutive size, the hotel typically hosts 8,000 visitors and several prestigious fashion shoots every year. Visions of the brilliant Swedish designer Inge Bergqvist. The structure is dense, with load-bearing arches, carefully curving walls, many of which are translucent and glow seductively through the magic of hidden halogen lamps. The unique interiors are further enhanced by the sculptures of 20 internationally acclaimed artists. This particular type of architecture represents an extremely limited field. For in the past, although a few splendid palaces were similarly constructed, they were principally monumental, not meant to be inhabited. So why in such a fabulous and decidedly habitable edifice was the heat not turned on? Well, in fact, the heat's never turned on, because there can be no heating system in the first place. And that's why guests find themselves prepped in snowsuits and double boots for the privilege of staying there, as did writer Rudy Chelminski on the occasion of his excellent adventure. For you see, the astonishing lodging you've just visited along with him, situated marvelously 125 miles north of the Arctic Circle, is called Ice Hotel. Ice Hotel. Its rooms, suites, lobby, lounge, decorative art, even a chapel made, as its name implies, entirely of ice, all of which utterly melts each spring, only to be built over and over and over again. Now you know the rest of the story.
And there you go, Paul Harvey, wrapping up Ice Week. On the rest of the story, it's been Ice Week all week long. Paul Harvey heard twice daily, 7:25 with Don Rosen, and again every single Monday through Friday at 12:05. It's a great way to start the noon hour with WRJN.
Well, she got her daddy's car and she cruised through the hamburger stand now. Seems she forgot all about the library like she told her old man now. And with the radio blasting goes cruising just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Well, when her wrist can't stand her cause she walks, looks and cries like an ace now.
You walk like an ace now, you walk like an ace.
She makes the Indy 500 look like a Roman chariot race.
You look like an ace now.
A lot of guys try to catch her, but she leads them on a wild goose chase.
Drive like an ace now, you drive like an ace.
She'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand, put a little love in your heart. You see, it's getting late. Oh, please don't hesitate. Put a little love in your heart.
Just wait
and see.
church, I passed along the way. Well, I got down on my knees, and I pretend to pray. You know the preacher liked the call. He knows I'm gonna stay.
I do. There's almost always something going on at downtown Racine, and if you want to know what it is, you can get a preview of it. There is a website, and you can find the link to that website on our website. And our website is WRJN.com.
Hunting for the best pizza in Racine? Look no further than Ferraro's, where pizza's been their passion for more than 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones. And when the weather gets cold, Ferraro's heats things up. They have all your lunch and dinner cravings covered. Check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas, perfect for a quick meal, a special occasion, or a tasty solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. My savings tip for today is about meal planning. I know you've heard of it, but let's talk about it. Meal planning will save you money, it reduces impulse purchases, it helps you not waste food, and it may be the very best thing you can do to cut back on your weekly spending. It also helps cut back the number of arguments we have in my house about what's for dinner. A writer of a recent Reader's Digest article said that she saved herself $500 a month on meal planning. I mean, we all eat differently, but those are some real savings. I know, meal planning can be a pain. So I reward myself with a treat while I plan. A beer, some ice cream, maybe a recipe magazine. And in my house, the planner does not have to be the shopper. That's real motivation. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Happy Eight Collectibles in Southridge Mall and Gurney Mills Mall. Did someone miss out on the perfect holiday gift? Fill the gap with action figures, pop culture finds, sports memorabilia, pro wrestling merch, and so much more. Explore a treasure trove of toys, comics, and everything in between, where every shelf tells a story. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 worth of gift certificates for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
After you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollman recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Can you come?
Timeless Hits, WRJN. What's going on? I don't expect you to know until now, because Stuart J. Waddles is here with an update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A search is still underway for an 18-year-old Kenosha woman. Police say Kayla Rose Sobzak has a history of mental health disorders and has been missing for over a month. She's described as a mixed-race female, 5'3", 175 pounds, with brown eyes and black curly hair. She was last seen December 17th near 60th Street and 12th Avenue. Anyone with info should call Kenosha Police. A Racine man has admitted his involvement in a swatting operation that targeted Ring doorbell camera owners across the country. The feds say back in November of 2020, Kaya Nelson placed hoax emergency calls to 911 and live-streamed the police response on social media. The week-long spree saw Nelson and his co-conspirators get access to victims' Yahoo email accounts and their linked Ring devices. Nelson faces a potential sentence of 15 years in federal prison. They'll be coming from miles around to the Buc-ee's. The announcement yesterday about the massive convenience store and gas station coming to Oak Creek has garnered a lot of talk. It'll be the first Buc-ee's in the upper Midwest, with plans for a different location in DeForest in a holding pattern. The 74,000-square-foot facility would go up on the southwest part of I-94 and Elm Road. That's just north of the Milwaukee-Racine County line. There are still lots of hurdles for the project, with the first of several public hearings next week. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds today with highs in the lower 20s. For tonight, a few flurries can't be ruled out. Lows will be in the upper teens. Plenty of sunshine on Saturday and warmer with highs in the mid-30s. It will be a bit breezy, though. Sunny with highs in the upper 20s on Sunday. It's 13 degrees at our studios.
So nice to be with you. I love all the things you say and do. And it's so nice to hear you say you're gonna treat me in every way. Honey, I got the notion you're causing commotion in my soul.
Baby, you and me have got something that's real. I know it's gonna last a
local news, Timeless Hits. WRJN. On the subject of sunshine, Superman, Donovan, see what I did there? Plenty of sunshine to go around the area, but cold, bundle up.
Sunshine came softly through my window today. Could have tripped out easy, but I've changed my way. It'll take time, I know it, but in a while, you're gonna be mine, I know it. We'll do it in style, 'cause I'm you right now, and I'm drinking a book, and now, baby, oh,
station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Who's that?
It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
Colorado.
Timeless Hits, WRJN, and I'm Dan Marcus, reminding you that love is 3 weeks away. Not that this show is overproduced or anything, but yeah, 3 weeks from today is Valentine's Day. Next week, we will reveal what you can win from WRJN just in time for Valentine's Day. Also, on the subject of winning, next week, you'll have a chance to win tickets to see Peter Noon, Hermit of Hermits Hermits, and the Association in concert at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan on February 28th. So, yeah, lots of reasons to pay attention next week to WRJN.
Begin your day with a special treat from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their bakery team crafts delightful donuts, muffins, and pastries, all bursting with fresh fruit and flavor. Plus, indulge in the new mini dessert cups, perfectly sized for a quick bite. Mix and match flavors like cookies and cream, cherry cheesecake, and Mississippi mud pie. Whether you're sweetening your morning or needing an afternoon treat, Main Street Bakery is ready to brighten your day. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Progressive presents Employee of the Month. Small Business Edition. Today's recipient from Lucky Larry's Landscaping, Larry! Larry saved his business money with a quick commercial auto quote from Progressive. Does it help he's his own marketing manager, accountant, executive assistant, and never been late? Technically, yes, but saving really put him over the edge. So, Larry, give Larry a round of applause. Be your own, Larry. See if you could save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanction lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Happy 8 Collectibles in Southridge Mall and Gurney Mills Mall. Did someone miss out on the perfect holiday gift? Fill the gap with action figures, pop culture finds, sports memorabilia, pro wrestling merch, and so much more. Explore a treasure trove of toys, comics, and everything in between, where every shelf tells a story. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 worth of gift certificates for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Stop.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN, and Turn, Turn, Turn by the Byrds, lyrics taken from the Bible. Pretty well known, came out of the book of Ecclesiastes. Lesser known is that this next song, also inspired by the Bible, it's Crystal Blue Persuasion by Tommy James and the Shondells. And I thought the title, Crystal Blue Persuasion, was some kind of vague reference to drugs. Tommy corrected me.
No, not at all. Not at all. Crystal Blue Persuasion was a song that was taken right out of the Bible. As a matter of fact, out of the Old Testament. There was nothing pretentious about it. Crystal Blue Persuasion was a song about the future, about the millennium that we believe is going to come when Jesus comes back. And that's what Crystal Blue Persuasion is all about.
Learn something new today, huh? Tommy James, WRJN.
Look over yonder. What do you see? The sun is rising. Most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, people are changing. Yeah.
your hometown radio refreshed. WRJN.
The show. I think I love you.